We all benefit when information is given to us in clear and easy ways that we can understand. And that's even more important when a person has a disability that affects how they process and understand what you're saying. Some general good practices include using clear, everyday language and avoiding jargon and terminology. Using shorter sentences. Giving the key information. Slowing your speaking rate, yet keeping it natural, just slow it down a bit. Pause between sentences to give the person time to process what you just said before you go on to another point. And this is one of the most important strategies that you can use. Wait for the person to process and to show that they're with you, they're following what you're saying, either by nodding their head, by facial expression, before you proceed. And chunk the information into manageable bits, frequently reviewing for comprehension. And there's different ways you can do this. You could ask the person to tell you what they understand so far. You can use forced alternative questions. Are we talking about this? Or are we talking about that? You can ask yes-no questions. Are we talking about a nursing home? The important thing is to be very vigilant about checking comprehension.